Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello again. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Monday Mail Time here on the Paranormal Activity Podcast channel. These episodes are all about you and your paranormal encounters. My name is Michelle, and each week I'll be dedicating an episode to you and your stories. If you've encountered anything paranormal, extraterrestrial, or unexplained, we want to hear from you. Oh, here's the mail owl. Hello, mail owl. Right on time. Thank you very much. So today, listeners, we hear from Amy in Cornwall. Hi, Michelle. I wanted to share a couple of experiences with you. When I was around 12 to 13 years old, I sat in my room upstairs doing my homework. I used to keep books in a drawer at the end of my bed. The top drawer was incredibly stiff and was where I kept my books. I sat on my bed doing my homework. When I needed a certain book, I went and opened the drawer and got the book. I decided to leave the drawer open as it took me a lot of might to open it and I'd need to put my books back a short while later. I was sitting doing my work when suddenly the drawer slammed shut. It made me jump. I was so shocked and confused. I went and told my mum, who told me not to worry. She'd experienced paranormal stuff and so said to me, "Don't worry, it won't hurt you." 5 years ago, I was heavily pregnant with my son. I went to stay with my sister for a break for a few nights. My sister had been experiencing some activity in her house for some time, such as things being moved around or going missing. When she'd get home from work, her curtains would be drawn, etc. I'd never experienced anything in her house up to this point. One night, when I was visiting, I woke up around 2 a.m, which was a common occurrence towards the end of my pregnancy. I really needed a wee, but it was an effort to get up, and so I was just laying there, trying to muster up the will to get up. My sister's bedroom was directly next to mine, and my three-year-old niece would sleep in the same bed as her. She kept a nightlight on in the landing for my niece, should she need the toilet in the night. This light would shine under my door. I heard the floorboards creak and footsteps coming from her room, and saw a shadow under the door heading in the direction of the toilet. I assumed this was my sister. I decided to get up to see her for a chat as I was really struggling to sleep and go for a wee myself. When I got out to the landing, there was no one there. I looked into my sister's room and both her and my niece were sound asleep, cuddled up together, so this couldn't have been them. I was planning on staying another night but made my excuses and left the next morning as it freaked me out so much. I didn't tell my sister at the time as I knew it scared her, as the activity was really unsettling her. The activity in her house continued and led her to have a padre from her work come and bless her house. The house was military housing house in Plymouth, so it would have seen many families over the years. I remember the house feeling dark and heavy, and I never felt at ease there. She has since moved as she was stationed elsewhere. Thank you for your podcast. I look forward to them every week. Lots of love, Amy from Cornwall. Oh, Amy, thank you so much. We really love getting messages from listeners. I think some people are more open to experiencing things than others. The drawer slamming shut must have given you a bit of a fright at the time. Quite unsettling for you. Mostly from what Yvette has said on some of the podcasts, there's a likely reason for ghosts to want to communicate with us, and sometimes they have a very odd way of going about it. Our senses are often heightened by fear, aren't they? How unnerving, those things at your sister's house. What I want to know is, if the Padre's blessing helped put a stop to the strange things going on there. Is the place still used as military housing? And have you heard of anything happening since she moved away? As you say, lots of people who have lived there previously. And plenty of history to the building, I'm sure. So listeners, what do you make of that? Have you had a similar experience? Get in touch at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk or reach out via WhatsApp at 075 999 27537. It might be your story I read out next time. As always, Yvette is back on Thursday with our main episode, and again on Saturday for the bonus episode. I'll be back same time, same place next week. I'll see you there. Have a lovely rest of your week, and remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.